This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The New South Wales government has launched a new online anti-bullying resource, though advocates in the LGBTI community have said it misses the mark when it comes to tackling homophobia and transphobia in schools. The resource is part of the state government's anti-bullying strategy and was developed after its decision to stop funding the Safe Schools program. Leading health organisation ACON has expressed concern over the lack of LGBTI-specific tools and information in the new resource, despite liaising with the government in the months leading up to its launch. And a new poll has shown that Australian Christians support same-sex marriage and would like a free vote in Parliament on the issue as soon as possible. A Galaxy poll of 1,000 Australian Christians showed that 54% support marriage equality and 77% support a free vote. Almost half were opposed to civil celebrants being able to refuse service to same-sex couples, and the survey also found that 61% of Christians are unhappy with conservative religious groups representing the views of all Christians. Homophobic flyers attacking marriage equality activists and likening the rainbow flag to the swastika have been put in letterboxes in Melbourne and regional Victoria. The lengthy religious flyers include claims that, quote, state propaganda has morphed from Nazi political perversion into perverted gay activism for abnormal marriage equality. Stuffed into the letterboxes in St Kilda and Shepparton, they include extremist messages about media heterophobes and gender perverted role modelling to young people. And Lyle Shelton of the Australian Christian Lobby has said he supports a postal plebiscite vote for marriage equality. He said, under the right conditions, a voluntary plebiscite has merit and is consistent with the government's election promise to allow all Australians a say on whether or not marriage is redefined. The news comes in light of recent pressure on Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to accept the proposed postal plebiscite. And as part of a new Victorian project during the state's Seniors Festival, a group of older lesbian women will hold hands riding the number 16 tram in Melbourne while sharing stories of resistance and defiance. It will be a historical nod to two women who were charged for holding hands back in the late 70s, a conviction brought to light by Premier Daniel Andrews during a speech he made in Parliament last year. Organiser Catherine Barrett said, "We want to recognise lesbian history." And the Daily Telegraph has drawn criticism for its editor's non-apology over last week's controversial infographic which appeared to place same-sex attraction among young people as a health issue alongside drug use and obesity. Media Watch called out the Daily Telly's follow-up apology, with host Paul Barry saying, "Was it just a misunderstanding? I hardly think so. At best, it was a stupid mistake, but the Telly learning a lesson is probably too much to hope." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. WNBA basketballer Sue Bird has come out publicly and says she's dating soccer star Megan Rapinoe. The Seattle Storm point guard told ESPN she's been out to family and friends for years and has been dating Rapinoe since last autumn, but found it difficult to go public with the personal news. The 10-time All-Star says she hasn't been hiding her sexuality, but just felt that now was the right time for her to come out. Conor McGregor has refused to condemn rival Floyd Mayweather after he used a homophobic slur against him. The pair were promoting an upcoming boxing match in London when Mayweather branded McGregor a faggot and later said it was because he had previously called black people monkeys. McGregor told MMA Junkie that he wasn't even aware of the gay slur and that people shouldn't be so sensitive about it.
I actually didn't even hear that. I mean, look, words don't. People are so touchy on words. It's absolutely crazy. If he said that, I couldn't give a shit. Whatever.
And finally, Swans defender Nick Newman has opened up about his gay brother ahead of the AFL's second annual home and away pride match between Sydney and St Kilda. Newman told Fox Sports the match had an extra meaning for him as his gay brother Maverick had come out to the family 2 years ago and would be there to support him.
I'm really proud of the stance our club's taken on it and the broader AFL community, and obviously represents a little bit for me in terms of Mav being openly gay, and yeah, just really proud of what it stands for.
Maverick also opened his first one-man cabaret show in Melbourne this week called Finding Felix a Memoir, which is a satire about coming out in a footy-mad family. Sydney remain undefeated in the Pride match, winning by 42 points. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.